USDA to discuss GMO labeling this week. Hello again, everyone. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox. Voting delegates at the American Farm Bureau Convention this week in Orlando to discuss many issues affecting agriculture and rural life, and Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack told the group Monday that USDA will broker talks on GMO labeling later this week. Michael Clements has more.
Speaking at the Farm Bureau Convention in Orlando, USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack said USDA has planned a meeting this week with both sides of the GMO labeling debate in an effort to find common ground.
From my perspective, USDA, our role is to convene. Our role is to encourage, if there is consensus to be found, consensus so that a recommendation can be made to members of Congress who ultimately have the final say in this.
Bringing both sides of the GMO debate together in hopes of an agreement is the first step in a national labeling law. And while working toward that goal, Vilsack pointed out that genetically modified ingredients have been proven as safe time and time again.
I want to make sure that if that right is respected, that it's respected in a way that doesn't necessarily send the wrong message about the safety of food that's produced with genetically modified crops, because we know there is not a safety issue there.
Vilsack acknowledged consumers who are interested in knowing if their food contains genetically modified ingredients, but cautioned that a patchwork of state GMO labeling laws would likely negatively impact the marketplace.
Every company, theoretically, every state and every jurisdiction, theoretically, has the capacity, the ability, and the right to decide for themselves what they're going to do. That's fine if you're dealing with one company in one community, but the reality is that these are major companies doing business in every community.
Michael Clements, Orlando, Florida.
Now, delegates reaffirmed their support for the use of genetically modified plant varieties. They denounced mandatory labeling of food products containing GMOs at the local, state, and federal levels. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.